Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to another Post-ISE podcast. Today, I have two guests. First is Jason Gecki, who's the Vice President and General Manager of Intel Unite, and Dave Buchholz, who's the Worldwide Director of Intel Unite Sales and Technical Enablement. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great.
Doing great. Good to be on the call with you, or on the podcast with you, Gary.
Yeah, y'all had a great show. I liked how your stand slash booth or whatever it's called was laid out, because you had sort of your own section, but you had your partner section, and it left it really open for people to kind of flow in and out easily. How was the show in general, Jason?
The show was great. You know, there were some challenges coming in because of the COVID-19 virus, and then also the big storm that hit Europe just before that created some uneasiness as we went into it. But the quality of the people attending, the interest, we actually beat our goals that we had in terms of the number of people we got to speak to that were, you know, qualified and willing to have a follow-up. So we found it to be a great event overall, even though attendance was down.
And David, would you kind of categorize sort of attendance with or I should say your leads with regard to where are they coming from? Is it mostly interested in the Intel Unite platform and education? Or are they interested mostly in corporate environments? Where do you see the breakdown right now with the Intel Unite platform? Because it is unique in that it crosses all different collaboration spaces.
Yeah, I mean, we got follow-up from several verticals. So not only just the enterprise space, but we did get a lot of folks from education and even healthcare that were there looking for similar type solutions. And so from a lead perspective, it tended to be across all verticals. And actually, we've had a really good response. We've already sent our first follow-up post show, and we're getting a lot of people that are responding back, you know, eagerly, like, hey, when can we set up our first meeting to talk about this? So it's been a very positive experience on the return on the leads.
Well, for those of you who don't know with the Intel Unite platform, David, kind of give a high level view of sort of where it sits in the collaboration market and what's unique about it.
Yeah, the unique thing about Unite is a simple wireless display and screen sharing software for collaboration that in less than 30 seconds you can walk in any collab space, and a collab space being anything from a conference room, a classroom, or even a healthcare environment, you know, patient bedside. But in less than 30 seconds, simply connect to the screen with a 6-digit PIN from any device that you're carrying with you. So it really lends itself to that next generation working model where that just allows you to work with the device you want and take control of the environment that you're in.
Yeah, there's an article. Well, first off, we did go to the Intel Unite booth at ISE, and we shot a number of videos. We took a booth tour. We shot a video of of all the platform and partners that you had there. And of course, we talked about in real time. The three of us talked about sort of what to expect at ISE. All those videos at raypubs.com/ISE2020. All you have to do is type in Intel in the video search window. You'll find them. And of course, they're all over social media as well. But if you didn't know, we're getting ready to publish an article on Room 58 at the University of North Carolina, which actually uses the Intel Unite platform as a connectivity solution, because it has 5 different displays in it, and each one can be connected to individually. Jason, do you see sort of where do you see Intel sitting right now in the ecosystem of not just the Unite platform sitting in the ecosystem, not just Intel, but also the industry overall? Because we have 3 or 4 major video collaboration platforms simultaneous to the concept of in-room collaboration.
Absolutely. And we definitely welcome all those players into the industry, obviously, from the standpoint of a lot of them, when they're doing their vertically integrated rooms, are using Intel architecture. And of course, we all like that. So we're all partners there. And where we see the industry going is really there's going to be the vertically integrated room, which is the high end in most cases of having your all in one with the service and the devices and things like that. But we see a large addressable market where they want to have the ability to have choice. They want to have the ability to join different UC meetings from the same room. So you need the ability to actually create that kind of platform that's open and capable of integrating with all the different solutions so that you provide those customers that choice. And what that does for the UC vendors at the same time is it gives them the ability to spread their services even further and wider. So it's a great symbiotic relationship over time that I see developing there in the marketplace.
Well, you know, I've had this sort of like vision, and I doubt you'll confirm this as a potential, but I wonder if this has actually ever been discussed internally, Jason, because you have so many devices that have Intel chipsets, everything from handheld devices, tablets, laptops, and it crosses also the different operating systems. Why couldn't the Unite platform be integrated into that so that it's readily available for no matter what device you have, rather than it being added on to an Intel device?
Yeah, so what we're doing right now is, you know, the way we go to market is we bundle with our business capability around vPro. And that allows us to get out there and provide the right environment we believe you need to be able to manage a headless PC in a conference room or a collaboration space. So you need that holistic ability to say, hey, I can manage this machine out there in the wild, rather than saying we're going to bundle it everywhere in any kind of device that doesn't have that capability today. Having said that, you know, we are looking at ways, as we talk to the different UC vendors, as we do, of how we might open up what we're doing and create an even deeper symbiotic relationship there. But it's not something I can discuss in detail today. But obviously, we're discussing all these possibilities and exploring them as you should.
Yeah, and the reason why, you know, it's obvious to me that it should be something that should be talked about is every collaboration space has a PC in there, because that makes it a room, right? And so if you have a Zoom room, a Teams room, WebEx, then that creates that room, simple environment. David, what were the most popular things at ISE? What were people most gravitating towards, whether it be features inside the Unite Intel platform? Where you're in 4.1 now, is that right?
Yeah, we're in 4.1. I think some of the most attractive stuff that people were really looking to was our conference room of the future, really seeing that Unite can be a building block foundation for any kind of recipe you want to set for a collab space. So the fact that we could frost glass, control lights, control, you know, UC plugins, these kinds of things, all from it. So it's the whole art of the possible. What's there? It's an open and endless stack of possibilities, right? And then all the new features that came out recently. So in the education demo, we had a lot of folks that came up because they wanted to see the new teacher feature, where, you know, literally the educator can remote view the student screen. They can actually direct the screen up to the main screen or to any of the multiple screens that are in there, using some of those touch integration features like the electronic whiteboard. Those kinds of things really, you know, were really attractive to a lot of the folks that came by, seeing all these things that we continue to evolve on a quarterly basis and add new features in, so that we're not just staying stagnant with a set of features that have been there for years.
Well, plus you also had partners in your booth showing some of the integration possibilities with the platform.
Yeah, that's what we really stretched out on this year. We said, look, we've got a nice space here. Let's welcome some of our partners in so they can tell people why they're working with Unite as well. So having the folks, you know, from Collaboration Squared in there with their video wall, and being able to show how you can put a video a wall-to-wall video portal with using two Unite systems in two different rooms, and having that true walk up and knock on a window and start a conversation. The door tablet with the room scheduling software and how they fully integrated into the Unite stack right now. And then Babel Labs being able to do things like, tune down the audio and eliminate white noise and stuff within your UC system, and why they're, you know, targeting Unite as one of the platforms that they're integrating with. You know, just was really great. And they brought a lot of folks into the booth just to see what their products were as well.
Yeah. And then if you get to that, go ahead, Jason.
I would just add to that we're very committed to the open platform, because that's what's going to allow us to create all the capabilities that our customers want, and even scenarios where we don't know what customers want and they bring this capability into us. Now, that really is the power of what we're doing here on that open platform, and we remain, you know, completely committed to that.
Yeah, and you can actually see all those videos, and even the partner videos at raypubs.com/ISE2020. Type in Intel in the video search window. You'll find that when you type that in, by the way, that your software platform appeared in other people's booths as well. There were a lot of applications where you were on the show floor, running or serving content up where it wasn't even branded as an Intel booth. I don't know if you're aware of that, David.
Yeah. We actually work with some partners, and it's kind of fun. Every year we find more and more at different shows, there's even more people using our solution stacks that we don't even know of. Right. And so it's, once we get to the show, we realize how many people are using it, but it's really nice to show that we do have this symbiotic relationship. And like Jason said, our goal is to be an open stack system that everybody can integrate with, that, you know, we're not being closed, we're not being proprietary. And we find that that lends a lot to partners coming to us and saying, hey, we really want to work with you. And so we see that as show after show after show, we're getting more and more folks that are actually talking the Unite story for us.
Yeah, and Jason, you have a unique perspective on all this because you spent 3.5 years at Cisco, and you've been at Intel now for almost a year. So you've seen both sides of this collaboration space. If you had to put your crystal ball or your prediction hat on and say where we're going to be a year from now, because this is a rapidly moving market, sort of what's your vision for where you'd like to see things go?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I did while I was at Cisco is really drove the open platform and SDK and interop that we were trying to do. And we've seen that come out with some of the announcements between Cisco, Zoom, and Microsoft themselves. And I think what we're going to see is we're going to see more and more openness. We're going to see more and more interop and capabilities coming out as we all look to really provide our customers the best experience they can get with the best set of value. And providing that interoperability and allowing customers to choose what and how they use based on the context that they're in. I think that's what we're seeing the industry going over the next year.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. That's actually a really good point, is that people do want a seamless experience, frictionless experience, whatever term you want to use. And I think that and it's in everyone's best interest to move that direction, even if the platforms remain proprietary in some form, right? I mean, the ability Absolutely. To join a Zoom call it from WebEx, it's just logical, right? Yep. We're in a different space than we were 20 years ago. It's really moving quickly. Well, I don't know if I missed anything or if there's anything else that that y'all think that my listeners should know about from the ISE appearance.
Be careful. I could go on for hours, but I think we've done a pretty good job of covering what we did there. And it was a great event. It was great to see you there as well.
Yeah, I'm excited for Enterprise Connect coming up in just a couple of months. That's a great show. It's specifically focused on collaboration. Of course, we'll be at Infocom as well. But in the meantime, go and check out the Intel Unite platform at intel.com/unite. You got some phenomenal videos that explain how it works, but also you talk about there, it talks about all the features that you have inside Unite that you know are all soft features based on the platform, which are pretty awesome. And the teacher feature is by far the most exciting one for me, obviously, because I'm using it in a classroom. So check all that at intel.com/unite. And of course, like I said, see all of our videos at raypubs.com. Click on the ISE link. You can search Intel or any of the manufacturers at the show. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.